The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod.
Hello, it's the Odd Pod again. A couple of stories you might have missed this week, which kind of made me giggle. People named Matt and Emma have been found to be the stingiest people, with those called Karen and Joshua the most likely to flash the cash. So if you know somebody called Karen or Joshua, the chances are they might get the next round in. An online marketplace has surveyed 3,000 of its customers to find out who spends the most online, and they've compiled a list of the top 10 men and women's names, matched with being shopaholics, showing who your best bets are to lend you some money. So the most likely women shopaholics' names are Karen, Courtney, Stephanie, Maddie and April. That's the top five. And for the men, it's Joshua, Chris, Callum, Scott and Lewis. Those to avoid, who won't spend any money at all, are Emma, Katie, Julie, Alice and Zoe, or Matthew, Jack, Sam, James or Simon. And making plans with no intention of going out is more common than you think. More than a quarter of us say yes to plans with the intention of cancelling them later on. A study by an insurance company says more than a quarter of 2,000 people asked said yes to plans, even though they knew they'd never go. So instead of simply saying, sorry, I don't feel up to it, we lie and give the impression that we well and truly are up for it. As a result, around one-third of plans that are made never happen. The insurance company found that a quarter of us use the excuse of feeling ill, 27% of us say we have a family commitment, and 17% have said that they have a work crisis. A pet illness or double booking are also on the list of common excuses for cancelling things. A spokesman for the insurance company said, our lives are busier than ever, so it's understandable why so many of us are cancelling plans to enjoy some much-needed downtime. The research shows a large majority of us are unwilling to succumb to the social pressures of going out, when in fact we'd rather stay at home. 35 to 53-year-olds are the worst offenders, with 16% of them cancelling plans compared to 13% of 18 to 34-year-olds. Oh, and women lie less than men, by the way.
The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod.